This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. BIMSTEC stands for Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. The Prime Minister also had a meeting with the King and Queen of Thailand at the Sit Palace in Bangkok. During the meeting, they exchanged views on shared cultural heritage between India and Thailand and ways to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between the two countries. After successfully concluding his Thailand visit, Prime Minister Modi has since left for Sri Lanka for the second leg of his two-nation tour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand today. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Mohammad Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. Briefing media in Bangkok, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister expressed concerns relating to the safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh, including Hindus. The Union Cabinet has approved 4 projects of Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects covered 15 districts in 3 states, Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh, and will increase existing network of the Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometers. He said these projects include Sambalpur Jharpada, Jharsuguda Sason, Kharsia Naya Raipur Parmalkasa and Gondia Balharsha sections. The minister said these multi-tracking proposals will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections across railways.
तालचेर अनुगुल से लेके ऑल द वे टू संबलपुर सिटी अभी डबल लाइन है इस डबल लाइन को आप थर्ड एंड फोर्थ यानी क्वाड्रुपलिंग करेंगे 4 लाइंस यहां पर बनेंगी इस प्रोजेक्ट में भी बहुत सिग्निफिकेंट इन्वेस्टमेंट जाएगा 3917 करोड़ और एक्सट्रीमली बिजी एरिया ये पैरादीप पोर्ट धामरा पोर्ट और नीचे गोपालपुर पोर्ट और इधर तालचेर अनुगुल संबलपुर झारसुगुड़ा और आगे फिर रायपुर वाली साइड बिलासपुर वाली साइड इससे बहुत उड़ीसा की जीडीपी में इंक्रीज आएगा देश की जीडीपी में भी इंक्रीज आएगा और तालचेर संबलपुर
Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Program 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. The program would help in the comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders. The budget session of Parliament concluded today with both the Houses adjourning sine die. The session had commenced on the 31st of January. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has described the budget session, which concluded today, as very productive. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army today conducted 4 successful flight tests of the Army version of the medium-range surface-to-air missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 204 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Mumbai Indians were 69 for 2 in 6.4 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, hosts Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 204 runs. Lucknow Super Giants scored 203, losing 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.